husband was 96 and the wife was 94, and they couldn't speak English too well, but mm-hmm. during the summer months they used to come across the street and sit on my porch, mm-hmm. and they would tell me things that happened 60, 65 years ago. How mm. they were explaining to me how my father met my mother.
How about that?
And my father was a very, very good singer.
Oh.
He left, he used to sing on radio in Italy.
No kidding.
And he used to sing all these folk songs.
Uh-huh.
And whenever they'd have weddings or anything, they would always ask him to get up and sing.
Mm.
He used to sing at these political rallies. Oh, anything that went on here in this area,
yeah.
they would ask him to sing.
Wow.
And whatever he'd sing, and my mother was there, he'd sing this love song to her, and this
Aww.
Is how she fell in love with him. She couldn't
yeah.
stand the sight of him when she first met him.
Yeah.
But then she eventually learned to love him because of the way he used to sing love songs to her.
That's really
the Italian
nice.
Love songs.
Yeah.
You know, but when I hear the story, I have to... I get a big kick out of
oh,
it. This woman
sure.
could remember all of this.
Yeah.
And I used to think to myself, my God, I can't, I'm so, maybe I was 55, 57 years old, I used to
yeah.
think, my memory's gone, and here's a woman that's telling me something that happened 60, 65 years ago.
Yeah. Isn't that fantastic?
Sure is.
My first fellow was Italian. I don't know if you knew the family. Did you ever know the Babos?
Yes.
You did.
Joan Babel?
Yeah, it was my first
She
song.
Was a singer.
Yeah. Well, Joni James was, they were all singers.
Incidentally, I was instrumental in Joni James becoming a singer.
No kidding. How
sure.
did you do that?
I used to run weekly dances.
Yeah.
Down at St. George's Church.
Uh-huh.
And then on Mondays, at Nunziata on Wednesday, and St. John's on Fridays.
God,
and Joan Babel,
yeah.
she was only 50, she was in high school.
Uh-huh.
She used to come to all my weekly dances, but
uh-huh.
she would never dance.
Yeah.
She would always sit down there and sing to herself when the band was playing
wow.
some song.
Yeah.
And I asked her one time, I said, don't you ever dance?
Uh-huh.
And she said, oh, I dance occasionally. She says, but I come down and listen to the music. I love to sing.
Yeah.
So I finally decided to run a big benefit dance for a cancer
uh-huh.
foundation. And donate all the money to a cancer foundation.
Uh-huh.
So I went around asking for free entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, there was a colored band, 15-piece band by the name of King Fox.
Hmm.
And he was playing up in Calumet City at
mm-hmm.
the nightclub up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew all the big shots in Calumet City, which was controlled by the syndicate, but I knew Frankie Laporte and all them, they controlled all of them.
Uh-huh.
And I told them what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
And every nightclub in Calumet City had entertainers.
Uh-huh.
So I thought if I could get entertainers from the various nightclubs for a half an hour,
yeah.
I would have entertainment all night long.
Yeah.
See? So I got a hold of this King Fox, he was on radio. It was a big, well-known band.
Yeah.
And he had his own bus for transportation and everything. And I got a hold of him, and when I talked to the manager of the nightclub, he said, Joe, for something like that, you can have him as long as you want, and don't worry about paying him.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So I got him to come down at 7, and he said he would play until 8:30. And then by 8:30 he could pack up and go down to the nightclub, and they started maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And while he was playing, I talked to the band leader, King Fox himself, and I told him, I said, I have a young girl here who I think has a marvelous voice,
uh-huh.
and I'd like to give her the opportunity of singing with a big band like
wow.
yours.
How about that?
And he says, well, I'd be more than happy to have her sing. So I called Joan Babel over.
Oh, God, I bet she was thrilled.
She was.
And